Did you think you had possession of that one? Did you lose the ball? What happened on that play exactly?
You know, just like I said earlier, great play by everybody but me. You know, Matt put a ball where only I can catch it, and I caught it. The defender who was checking me was on the ground, and I was looking to score, and the ball just got away from me. Unacceptable on my part, and it's, you know, this is going to kill me for a few days.
Eric Ebron said he would like to see the offense match the defense's intensity. He said that he thinks that you guys still have more to give. Is that an assessment that you agree with?
Yeah, yeah. You know, we have more to give, especially tonight, just getting the ball in the end zone. You know, we moved the ball very, very well. I thought we protected Matt very well. I thought the play calling was very good. We got down around the five, and we just couldn't get it in. So we got to look very deep at ourselves and find a way. I think a lot of that is just wanting to get in more than your opponent, and we just didn't do that tonight.
The fans have been really critical, speaking of Ebron, booing him a lot. How much do you guys as a team, as his teammates, want to see him succeed and kind of shake maybe some of that negativity from the crowd?
You know, I think Ebron's an incredible teammate, incredible human, incredible athlete, and I'm glad tonight that he showed up for us. He made some big plays, and he showed, you know, why we drafted him. You know, he has agility for his size. He can run. He can break away from tackles. So I'm happy to see that. I think it was huge for him to show that he is a ball player. He's a damn good ball player, and we need him to win. I think he opened it up for everybody. So, you know, hopefully he just keeps building. You know, one thing about this league is, you know, they hate you one day, love you the next. I think he just wants to build on that and keep showing, why he was drafted.
Well, how do you explain the hot start and then the past couple games, even with the bye?
You know, I don't know. I have to think about it a little bit more. It's a good question, though.
Ebron was saying maybe it's a breakdown. Stafford was saying in his press conference maybe it's execution. I mean, do you guys even know?
Do you have to study it more?
I just think, you know, every single play, all 11 men need to be on the same page. We need to execute the best we can, and you know, we haven't done that at times. This game is not easy by any means, but we have a great game plan. We have great players. We have a great scheme. We just need to be on the same page every single play. And even looking at tonight.
You're a Super Bowl team. You've been on teams before. How do you get there?
I would say just doing the little things right. If we do the little things right, I think that's going to separate us in our division and from all these other teams. And it's something that we know. If we just do the little things right, we'll be, you know, where we want to be. So that's one thing that we're focusing on. Again, we have everything we need to be good for a long time, a great coaching staff, great ownership, great GM, president, great quarterback, some great athletes, obviously. We just need to do the little things right, I think. So that's what we're going to focus on.
It seemed like the deep shots were working tonight, the big plays, but the shorter yardage ones were harder to come by. Can you pinpoint a reason for why that is?
You know, I haven't seen the film of tonight yet, and I'll go back and watch it tonight or tomorrow. But, you know, it's refreshing to see us being able to move the ball down the field, you know, turn those, you know, would be 12 to 15 play drives into, you know, 7 or 8 because we have a big shot. So that's one thing we want to build on. As far as the goal line, we gotta be better. We just gotta be better from top to bottom. You know, I feel like the goal line is just, you know, who wants it more, along with, you know, the details. There's no room for mistake, and your back's getting hit in the backfield or, you know, whatever may happen. So just gotta watch this film, be critical. You know, flush this one as fast as we can and get ready for Green Bay.
Amir mentioned timing as something that comes more into play in those short yardage situations. Is that something that you noticed tonight?
You know, I don't know, just because I'm not a back and, you know, I'm not in there. So I don't know. I have to watch the film and see. But I know that we have a great scheme, good enough players to go out there and execute, you know, on the 1, 2, 3 yard line.
Does it boggle your mind that you guys can throw for 420-odd yards and go up and down the field and not get a touchdown out of that game? Like, is that even hard to process?
That is very frustrating. But, you know, it's NFL. we gotta come back and watch this film and be critical of it. I mean, figure out why weren't we able to execute and goal line pretty much. You know, as a receiver and a pass catcher, you know, our eyes light up when we get in the red zone. And I remember T.O., he said something, he called it like the money zone or something, or the pay dirt or something like that. And that's, you know, we got to make plays. You know, Jim Bob has a lot of trust and a lot of confidence in us. He showed that tonight. Now we got to back him up, prove him right, execute the best we can, and find a way to get in.